This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If it wasn't going to be big enough having Leon Francis in for Scott Hannon and Kevin Flynn, then the breaking news of the Dakota Access Pipeline being ordered to shut down, the environmental review apparently to happen. Leon, we had to make sure we got you some big news story just in case we had nothing else to talk about on the show. Unless we couldn't figure out how to kill 2 hours, we figured, well, if we shut the pipeline down, that'll...
Wait a minute.
I know, right? We didn't need that. We were just doing just fine on killing and filling time with everything from grits to... switch to cut the light off or on.
Cut the light off.
We didn't need to cut the switch on the pipeline.
I really wish I could cut this TV off that's in front of me.
Are you still watching The View? I mean, you just don't. So you just don't seem like the kind of guy that would watch The View.
This is what's going on now. I want to turn that TV off, but right down beside me, I have, 20 remotes. So I have
Them one by one, and one of them will be right.
Well, if I hit the wrong one, I'd cut the whole studio off from society. I don't want to do that. I need like Steve Hallstrom's brain in here to figure out which one of these remotes actually work for that particular
TV. And now we go live to The View.
That's about what it is right there. I do. Oh, my good gravy. Hey, I wonder if Whoopi and Ted Danson ever talk about that whole blackface thing they did.
Doubt, right? Now I do want to get her on. Now I do want to get her on the show. All right, get to the bottom of the line of Ted Danson and the blackface thing. Come on, Whoopi. Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
So was it okay then and it's not now? You know, give me a little perspective on that. Anyway, so I want to set up this hour. And as always, love it when folks call in, 800-228-0550, get you in, and front seat to the conversation we're having, no matter where the conversation takes us. But I do want to mention that we're going to talk to a guy. His name is Kevin. He's from Mississippi, I believe. Scott met him at one of the BLM protests. So and he's another black guy from the South. I want to get his perspective on like what's going on today. Like what is happening with the BLM movement, with all these protests? Is he pro? And I don't. I'm going to be honest. I talked to Scott and Scott was going to give me like the rundown on him. And I'm like, I don't want a rundown. I want me and Kevin to have an honest conversation and, you know, get input from the audience. I think that's going to be awesome. So, we have that going on in this hour. I'm going to love that conversation, but Ray's been waiting out in Newtown for like 20 minutes. So I'm going to pick up Ray. Hey Ray, how you doing? What's on your mind this morning?
Hello.
Hey Ray, out in Newtown.
Yeah,
what's
on
your mind?
Doing just fine. Everything's fine in Newtown except for the oil. I was just about to stop a pipeline deal. Is this another one of them Obama judges that shut it down, or what's going on there? Or anybody know anything
about
that?
It was.
Yep.
That's what I.
What was her name? Mossberg? Or his name?
Boasberg. James Boasberg.
Yep.
That sounds typical. But that's I just wanted over that, so maybe they can get somebody else to overrule him.
That's what I'm hoping. And it seems like we're always playing tiddlywinks with these guys. You know, nothing can ever be just set in stone. Hey, this is what's going on. You know, we had this ruling. Everything is fine. The pipeline's up and it's running, and we don't have any major incidents. But no. Democrats, they love playing these little games, man. It cheeses my grits when I sit and look at how many.
Oh, sorry, nobody man. Else in North Dakota or Minnesota that's going to say that on the radio but you, man.
What I'm saying, I bet Kevin gets it. I guarantee you Kevin gets it. But when I look at, you know, everything that Trump does, they're in some court in front of some judge, and I believe they judge shop. They're in front of some judge just to shut it down simply because Trump. See, Trump fast-tracked this thing because Obama was slow-walking it and doing all of that weird nonsense that he does. And Trump comes in, and he's like, you know what? We need this. Let's open it up. Because that's what type of dude Trump is. He wants to get the economy roaring.
Exactly.
He thinks that the less regulations we have, I mean, within reason, we still want everything to be safe. I mean, we are, after all, conservatives. Conservatism is right there in our name. Conservation. Right there. Anyway, liberals get a hold of it, and they're just like, nope, Trump, orange man bad, so we got to derail it.
Exactly.
That's their entire argument. When Trump does something, they already have their template out.
That's why I put my thing on Facebook the other day about what if Trump were to put Obama on Mount Rushmore. Would everything be forgiven at that point? Of course, I caught hell from both sides for that argument.
Well, we can't have an Indonesian dude on our... Anyway, but Ray, what were you going to say?
Wait, what name
are we going to put there? Barry Sotero or Barack Obama?
Put them all on there.
Yeah.
Barry, a.k.a. Barack, a.k.a.
Yeah.
One of my sons, he works for Enbridge Pipeline. And, you know, they've been trying to get that pipeline replaced going into Minnesota for a few years. It's getting so old, it'll cause a leak. They won't even let them replace that one. That's just shows how wacky they are.
They are, Ray. They don't have good sense that the folks in North Dakota have. Ray out in Newtown, thanks for your contribution to this conversation. I'm wondering if Big Mike would have anything to say about Obama's face being on Mount Rushmore. And I'm going to let that sit there because you know what I mean. Anyway, Kevin, are you out there? Do we have Kevin?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. So I think he probably picked up the phone and...
Got a little listed in,
and he's like, wait a minute.
We'll make that happen.
Right. The speech, the big divisive, dark speech, as the New York Times dubbed it. I want to know what you guys thought about that speech, about Donald Trump, his speech at Mount Rushmore. Did you think it was dark and divisive? Obviously, I don't. I loved, pretty much everything about that speech. He talked about the children of colors, lives, born and unborn lives matter, and they absolutely do. That's something we never hear from the left. We never hear about, you know, there are more, in New York City, as a matter of fact, more black kids are aborted, so they're killed, they're murdered, than are born. Those lives matter to me, and I'm not going to wax, you know, my pro-life. We're not going to do that now. You guys know where I stand on that. I believe that all lives matter, especially tiny little baby black lives. And if you can't say that, you don't believe in black lives mattering. And so you can miss me with all of that because, you can tell my blood sugar is getting...
Because...
there are things that I can't say on air because it's a family show. But that's why I got social media.
You were edgy enough, and then they turned the View on in the monitor in front of you. I mean, did you put a blanket over that thing or a jacket or something?
I think the dreadlocks would just mess with my head. She looks like the Predator, man. Anyway. Sonny Houston, though.
But if I say it, then I'm the bad guy. Okay.
You are. Okay. And that's why I love being me, man. You know why? I can say pretty much whatever I want.
There's nothing you can't say at this point. You can say every single thing you want to say.
Within reason, because I still got to go home to my wife.
Well, you can't use the bad. Well, okay. And you can't use the George Carlin 7 words. Okay, we get that. But apart from that, you can take any viewpoint you'd like to take. You have the luxury of going out there with it and throwing it out there. You can say stuff I can't say.
How crazy is that? I mean, think about that. How insane is that? We should, and I've spoken to family members of mine about this exact subject. Think about how that shuts down the conversation. You don't want a conversation if you don't want that guy sitting across from you to be able to say what's on his mind. And with that being said, hopefully on the other side of this break, we'll have Kevin, and we'll find out what's on his mind and yours. 800-228-0550. We'll be right back right after this break.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff versatile pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peckland Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckland Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, it's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text in. That still works, too. It's 701-226-8503. Try getting up with CJ, but you know what? He is an extremely busy guy, but you know, a diesel specialist, you know, you can just you can go to any run-of-the-mill mechanic, and maybe they'll be able to work on that diesel. Maybe not. You know what? DAC Diesel in Bismarck, D-A-K Diesel, DAC Diesel. CJ is a diesel specialist, so bring your diesel to CJ, and he'll make sure to get it going. Call him, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, DAC Diesel, D-A-K Diesel, DAC Diesel in Bismarck. Leon Francis filling in for Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, and just about everybody else here on What's in Your Mind today.
Hey, guys. Hi, I'm your very hungry conservative host, Leon Francis.
Did anybody bring grits to you yet, by the way?
Absolutely not. And I'm a little upset about that.
Well, you're trying to get grits in Fargo, North Dakota, so, you know, you have to admit.
Like I said, I'm going to the Huddle House. I'm trying to get you guys another sponsor. Right now. I'm trying to drive advertising dollars.
Ask for the Leon Francis grit special, and then you guys can run bid. The flag guys can run back over there and go, see? It works. See? Radio advertising does work.
Absolutely. Radio before we went to the break, we were trying to get Kevin on. Kevin is the guy that Scott met at a BLM, BLM rallies here in Fargo.
And it does have her Bureau of Land Management, by the way, in case.
Oh, no. A totally different BLM. But interesting story there, though. But we don't have time for that. The fact of the matter is, this guy really made an impression on Scott. Scott, he was explaining him to me, and he said, the guy's chock full of common sense. He's just the type of guy you want to have a conversation with. And I'm like, okay, well, let's do it. So now we have Kevin on the phone. I believe he's from Mississippi, and that's like, we're neighbors, basically. Vidalia, Natchez, Mississippi, right there. So how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing real good, brother.
Good deal. Good. I can hear that little southern inflection, man. It takes me home right now.
That's good, man. It's good to know that there's a fellow brother with a little bit of southern hospitality around.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I guarantee that this guy knows all about grits, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, without a doubt. Now, I do have to ask you this. Are you a salt and pepper or a sugar grit man?
Oh, absolutely not sugar grit. I am a butter, salt, and pepper right there. Maybe some red-eye gravy.
But if I come on and say all grits matter, then you guys get all mad at me.
I don't know, brother. All grits do matter. I'm sugar all the way. I'm sugar all the way.
Oh, you're a sugar grit guy. So I got
the battle lines have been drawn, folks.
Hey, man, them is fighting. No, I'm kidding. Kevin. See, we're getting off topic, man. We're getting off topic right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to have a conversation over a good bowl of grits at the Huddle House. We got to set that up. So
definitely.
Let's set that aside. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
So Scott said he met you at one of these at one of the BLM protests.
And that's correct.
And apparently you made a pretty good impression on Scott, because Scott is not easily impressed. But he told me that I should have a conversation with you. And I said, you know, absolutely. I don't want to know anything else about it. Because I wanted it open, honest, and let's do this thing. And I'll tell you a little bit about me. Back in 1996, I was at Southern University. I did not really like the app. Well, where I was, it wasn't the best for me. I'll put it that way. I met a girl. She was from Minot. She said, hey, come up north, NDSU, that whole thing. We're not together now, but I am thankful that she opened my eyes to NDSU. So long story short, came up here and have loved it ever since. So give me the Cliff Notes version of like your coming up to North Dakota story.
Okay, I can do that and make it quick. You know, just being from Mississippi, you know, it was home. My entire family has been there, has always been there. We've never moved. I've never been 5 hours away from my family. And I met a girl at the University of Mississippi where I was attending college, which many of us would actually refer to it as Ole Miss. And hottie-tottie. And, you know, we met each other and, we got engaged and, she actually made a plan. She has an uncle that lives here in Bismarck and she made a plan to move to Bismarck. But I said I wasn't going. It's too cold. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I take the heat any day. And, you know, there was a moment when everything happened with the coronavirus and, you know, things started shutting down, you know, job I was at, you know, wasn't able to stay open. And I just got to this place where I had to ask myself, you know, am I really in or out? I remember that, you know, my relationship with Christ, I said that the one thing I wanted to do was I wanted to focus on working on being committed and consistent. And when I got engaged, I knew that I was going to need those two things in marriage, especially. And so I remember sitting and just spending time with myself and him that he said that, you know, you're going to move to Bismarck. And I remember fighting with that so much. And finally, once everything happened and everything was gone and I lost pretty much everything back in Mississippi, I said, OK, maybe this is you pushing me. So I'm going to go. And I went and there my fiance was there and we're planning on getting married in 2 months. And, you know, I met Scott and just so many things God has brought together. And it's just been incredible ever since.
Good deal. Good deal. So would you consider, I know you're a Christian. I got that like in spades. Would you consider yourself conservative?
Consider me biblical.
Ah, okay. Biblical.
That's how I live my life, man, because I think for me to try to box the Bible, that's out of my power.
Right.
For me to say Bible is either, you know, conservative or liberal, it's neither, you know. So if it's according to the word of God, then I'm for it. But if it's not, then I'm not. So that's just how I am. That's how I've always been. But depending on, you know, the situation and, you know, whatever is being whatever the conversation is being held, I'd probably sway more towards the conservative side.
And see, I was born and raised in Louisiana. All my people are right around there. My parents, mom and dad, both huge Christians. They're both Democrat. And I've had like conversations with my dad where, you know, we don't get anywhere because he thinks that I'm crazy. And I'm like, how can you square your Christianity with some of the views here? And we can talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. But I kind of want to get your feel on, you know, what's going on in the country today, the racial divide, BLM. Are you pro BLM or, you know, do you have some reservations about it? So we'll have that conversation right on the other side of this break. 800-228-0550. Join the conversation.
Drones, right, planes, back. And people also coming up. Hang on.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The White House continues to say that intelligence concerning Russia allegedly placing bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan was not actionable. Speaking with reporters a short time ago, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says,
"There's no one that has looked at more of the intel than I have."
And Meadows says a New York Times report claiming that President Trump had not been briefed about the information was unreliable and not substantiated. While speaking to reporters, Meadows also said to expect negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus package to begin during the second or third week of this month. Meadows saying that President Trump has made it clear he supports a second round of stimulus checks for American workers, and Trump is also advocating for other things like a payroll tax cut. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Daddy's belt. Mom's dream.
It's on your mind. By the way, drones playing some people tomorrow. You know what else is coming up tomorrow? Petroleum Council President Ron Ness. We'll talk about that Supreme Court decision in case you missed the breaking news. The Dakota Access Pipeline has been ordered shut down by the Supreme Court. The environmental review has to happen. We talked to Brian Crocius about that a little earlier. Ron Ness will join What's in Your Mind tomorrow, and we'll expand on that more. During challenging times, it's important to focus on positive actions we can take now and how these will affect the future. If you consider going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for the experience you already have. The application fee now being waived. Start today. online.umary.edu/discover more. 27 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon off today. It's What's on Your Mind with the A-list fill-in, Leon Francis, and it's never going to be a dull show anytime we have Leon on.
Yeah, and you guys have made me hungry for grits and gumbo, so we'll be hitting that.
I thought you were
right
looking forward to your po' boy there. You don't, next time, don't skip the grits, have that, and then you're salivating for a po' boy.
Oh, crawfish po' boy? Oh, that would be... That would hit the spot.
Where do you get that in North Dakota, by the way?
Probably nowhere outside of my sister's house in Thief River Falls. I will be heading to sometime today. On with Kevin now, a 24-year-old Christian, and I love the fact that he put his Christianity right out there, because a lot of times in today's society, we don't do that. You know, I think it's a problem, but I love that he has a God story. I love that, you know, he put that right out in front. I asked him, you know, give me a Cliff Notes version of you. I'm a Christian. There you go. Mic drop, done. But anyway, Kevin, we're going to welcome him back. So we're talking about today, and for like the last month, we're talking about the BLM movement. We're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and its impact on our society right now. Just kind of want to get your view on it as a movement, whether you believe in the, I guess I'll say, the mission statement of Black Lives Matter. Where do you stand on that?
I'll just jump right in and really just say it's a no for me, brother. Simply okay. because what it, it and this has been, you know, before we went to commercial break, you were talking about how, you know, you differ very much with certain family members who simply just think just because you say I'm this, they automatically take everything you say as false or not true or incorrect. And
or
it
tainted.
Just takes exactly or tainted. And it just takes a simple Google search for us to be willing to go in, look for information, search for information, because I'm telling you, you know, the truth will set you free. And a lot of us are confused about a lot of things because we're allowing media and what the small circles and our narrow mindedness to keep us from actually being revealed facts. And it just, man, you just jump on to the Black Lives Matter website. And the Black Lives Matter movement is not even about black people.
Right.
Most of their beliefs push LGBTQ plus or whatever it is. And I've just gotten to the place where I refuse, you know, if black people really want to you know, get to a place where they're focused on the black movement, it starts in homes. It doesn't start with, you know.
Amen.
It starts in homes, brother. It doesn't start with the way that we're doing things today. I actually went to that event simply just to observe and just to see what was going on around. And, like, I was not happy with it. And it's because I've gotten to the place where you want true freedom. It's the gospel of Christ. And that's where freedom comes from. And I need people to understand that this Black Lives Matter movement, you know, it's simply using the black trauma that people are suffering from to push a different agenda. I mean, you look at different things that are under their What We Believe section, and it says something like, you know, we unapologetically believe in the, you know, queer affirming movement where transgenders are allowed to lead this movement. And I'm like, that's not even about black people. That's about sexual orientation. You know, it's like, so you're using people's misinformation in order to advance a whole nother philosophy that's not even about their benefit.
Right. I could not have said that better. Oh man, that there is so much truth in every instance of your explanation of BLM. And I agree. Freedom is in Christ, period. So over the weekend, my son, he's up, we're talking, and we were discussing that whole freedom from sin in, you know, Christ. And I'm not gonna preach, but Cliff Notes version of it is the only freedom that we have on this planet is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In His sacrifice, He gives us the freedom to be free of the sins that constrains our bodies and our mind. All we have to do is throw your burdens on the cross.
Yeah, and I can't. Yeah.
So I can't agree with... I'm going to leave that there. But
yeah.
So and you're spot on when you go to the BLM website. You know what we're about. That whole thing. You find out pretty quickly that they are the two people at the top are two lesbian Marxists who are some of the biggest racists I've ever seen. And they are and this is me growing up black guy, you know, in the South, a Southern black guy.
Yeah.
The whole transgender thing, that's not a thing that we supported, you know.
Not at all.
Even the homosexual movement, that's not a thing in the black community, even though they've been pushing the heck out of it. So it is, you know, front facing. That's not a thing. And if we're going to talk about black lives, let's talk about all those little black babies that are dying, that are being flushed by Planned Parenthood. Let's also talk about the little black babies that are shot every weekend in Chicago. I posted a day ago about a little three-year-old baby. What type of monster?
Yeah,
we got to start there. If you're going to talk about Black Lives Mattering, that's where it starts. But they'll tell you that's a deflection, especially if you're white. If you're a white guy and you say something like that, oh, my God. You're a bigot.
And they're within all the time. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're coons, man. I'm I stopped counting how many times I've been called that. But I love your perspective. God first. Christian centric. Yeah. And I think that especially in the African American community, us getting back to that, because we used to be there, man. There was a point in our history where the Black family unit was stronger than the white family unit, and we fell in love with the world.
That's all it is. I mean, look at hip hop culture. Everything about hip hop culture, we deem it as Black culture. That's not my culture.
Nope.
At all. I don't agree with any of that. And what has happened with that culture is it has pushed a movement that has destroyed the Black family. Our own, like literally our own art and our own music, we've destroyed ourselves.
And I don't call it art.
Yeah. But like we have to get to the place where, like we were saying earlier, man, well, we just focus on the gospel. That's why you have to have the helmet of salvation. It has to be the thing that's covering your head, because you can easily be swayed by people's charisma, people's, you know what I'm saying, people's ideologies, and they could easily tilt you in another direction that you never even intended to go. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I've always been perfect, but I've had to really sit down, open my eyes, get in prayer, and really realize, man, these things are not of God at all. Actually, one of the things that I told Scott himself is, like, the Black Lives Matter movement, it's not of God. Nope. And so I refuse to associate with it. You're spot on, brother. Like, I think we share the same thoughts, but we just have a very different approach. And so I was worried that, you know, this was going to become a battle. And I was like, no, like, I think me and this guy agree. And I never wanted, but like to hear such maturity and to hear such power and authority. And the way you bring truth, I appreciate that, because more of us need to hear and more of us need to be told, hey, you're blind by deception. And the father of lies, we know who he is. So if you listen to the lies, you're listening to your father. That's not my father, because my father tells the truth.
Oh, man, this dude is Kevin. How old are you again?
24.
Oh, man, that man. So. In a couple years, I'm going to hang up the mic, and you're going to be sitting right here, man. That is more common sense than I have heard in a month of Sundays. And if you're from the South, you understand that phrase. So, Todd. But anyway.
I got it.
Okay. You're brilliant, dude. And this is why I wanted, I didn't want Scott to like lay out anything. I just wanted to have an honest conversation with you. And I'm glad I did. I'm going to take Scott out in southern South Dakota. He wants to weigh in on the current conversation, and then we'll get right back to Kevin. What's on your mind, Scott?
Yeah, good morning. Actually, it is North Dakota, southern North Dakota.
Good deal.
I've had something that's been bouncing around in my head for many years. I was in the Army in the late 80s, and I've never had guts enough to bring it up with somebody, you know, African-American. The biggest racist I ever got to know was when I was in the Army. He was my company captain. He was black, and he had immigrated from Haiti. And unfortunately, my dad passed away when I was in the Army, so I had to get a hardship discharge because of the farm. And so I had to work with my company commander quite a bit.
Hey, Scott.
And I'd go in there.
Hey, Scott, hold that thought. We're up against a hard break, so right after the break, I'll let you finish up, and we'll see what our opinions are.
Get you some PetroServe USA lunch specials, too, so stand by in the edge of your seat. I don't know if it's a po' boy or not. Well, it might be the closest thing we can come up with. More on the way. What's on your mind next?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC, overstocked. The huge special of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. You got Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some of this few is 5,000 miles. And starting at just $199 a month makes it affordable. All with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle, even if you still owe money on it, or maybe you don't like it. Well, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com. So I just caught the lunch specials I have. Actually, it says last week's date, so I don't know if they're rerunning them or not. But if you went to Harwood, Leon, you get a tater tot hot dish. Do they have that in the South by chance?
Well, I like tater tot hot dish. I do. But I also love jambalaya, so.
Fargo 12th Avenue is a meatball sub, which you could call a northern boy pole boy.
Nice.
Scalloped potatoes and ham in West Maine and in West Fargo, and then Valley City beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Those were last week's, and they may be this week's if they're not. Don't pound your fist on the counter. Just knock gently and say, and tell them you heard on What's on Your Mind, and you said Leon Francis at you. PetroServe USA. What? It's a great lunch, regardless. Home of the $4 for $4 thing, too. Check it out, PetroServe USA. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind today.
You had me at gravy.
Anyway, and you had me at grits, but there we go.
There we go. 800-228-0550. We got Scott on the line. He has weighed into the conversation, and we're speaking with Kevin, a young Christian from Mississippi. And I like the way the conversation is going. And when we wrap up the show, I just want to kind of I want to give Kevin like a minute or two. Just to, you know, talk to the folks, especially if there are black folks that are listening in the audience, what we need to do as a culture, as a race, as Americans, in order to, you know, kind of pull ourselves up and what I see a lot of are self-imposed, self-inflicted barriers to progress in our own community. And I think some introspection is needed, but I'm going to digress, and I'm going to ask him after we speak with Scott a little more to give me his worldview on that. So, Scott, out in southern North Dakota, are you still there?
I sure am.
Good deal. So we were talking about you had a officer who was
my company commander.
Yep.
Man, I really respected. He helped me so much because I had to go through a hardship discharge, and we spent time visiting kind of after hours, and the stuff that he come up with just kind of blew my mind. He would get very mad at the African Americans here in America. He was such a patriot.
Yeah.
And he grew up in Haiti, and he said at 9 years old, he was working 12 hours a day in the fields. Yep. In Haiti. He said America was a dream come true to be able to come to America. And he said the people in America do not know what poverty is. He grew up in true poverty in Haiti, and he said that there are Africans in Africa right now that wish to God that their ancestors had been taken as slaves to America. Because
you said that he was a racist. Tell me
the way he talked. I mean, he used the N-word, but he didn't. He used it against. You know, of course, you could use that against any nationality, you know, but that's the way he came across.
Right.
But I respected him so much, and he was such a patriot. And if you're in a place where the jobs are bad in America, you can move. You know, if you're in Haiti, you can't.
Right.
You know, you can't find a place where the economy is better. But in America, you can. If you're in a place where there's no jobs, you can go and move to where there are jobs. And, you know, I had so much respect for that man. And I got to say, him and my operations sergeant, which he was also black, his name was Sergeant Hicks, they helped me so much. They bent over backwards for this white kid from North Dakota. And, you know, and that was really my first time,
interacting with African Americans.
Right. Yes.
And what I want to say is, and thank you for sharing your experience. On its face, I don't see that guy as being a bigot. I mean, my dad has said pretty much the same thing about like kids nowadays. And granted, like where we lived, it was on our side of Highway 84. It was all black. On the other side, it was all white. And that's just the way it was. It wasn't like forced segregation or anything. But that's just how we roll sometimes. Oh, man, we are running out of time.
Leon, Kevin, you are the man. Okay, folks, in case you missed the breaking story, the Dakota Access Pipeline ordered to shut down must be emptied of all oil within 30 days. The review may take 13 months. Leon, what do you think about that?
That is insanity, man.
Wow.
I love being here.
Game changer in North Dakota happened today, folks.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.